Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba Remax Metro.
And every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you the latest in real estate and finance news. If we get around to it, sometimes we just talk about other things like hunting Gary birds or playing up in the mountains. But
it's all about living in the Pacific Northwest.
That's right.
Right? What it takes to live here, things to do. It's all good. It's all good.
That's right. That's right. We want people, our customers, to be happy home buyers, to be successful home buyers, and also take advantage of everything that this area has to
offer.
Oh,
yeah. Well, we have lots of people who are relocating here. They don't know all the same things that we know. I mean, you're a native.
We have people who've lived here their whole lives and don't know half the cool things that you can do.
Well, then you just need to keep talking about them all.
There you go. Like, for instance,
what?
Have you ever, these days you ask a person, you drive by a marina, Des Moines Marina, mm-hmm. or Redondo, or yeah. Shill Shoal. What are all the people doing out on the pier, at 9 o'clock at night? Do you know?
No.
They're jigging for squid.
Oh.
It's a huge squid harvest right now. And the squid are delicious. Calamari.
You
okay?
can get them all the way off, just off the pier?
Most people do. And I have a different way. I use my boat, which involves, a heater and a stereo and adult
maybe
beverages.
Okay.
And but have a little glow in the dark jig. You huck that in the water and, bob it up and down. And there you go.
You're tempting me with it. You brought that up recently. We haven't yet booked a time to go do that.
Yeah.
But I want to go do that. I think that would be super cool.
It's a ton of fun. But people, driving by, not really paying attention. It's like, oh, there's a bunch of people out on the pier. They're taking in the sights at night. No, they're jigging for squid.
I'm supposed to go walking down on the Des Moines Marina mm-hmm. on Wednesday night with some girlfriends.
It will be packed. From November until about February, there's tons and tons of squid in the water. And these are pretty good. So,
they're
8, 10 inches long. They're nice, beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. James, I hope you're listening. Let's go down.
Yeah.
Let's go do a jig.
Yeah.
So
James,
is that where the phrase comes from?
We're jigging for squid.
We're going to do a jig?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. It is in my vernacular, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'd love to do the boat thing, but knowing that I can also go out on the pier.
Oh, sure.
If he and I want to get really frisky, I guess, we could go out on our kayaks.
Oh,
and freeze
sure.
to death out there. But
I wonder if
we could do that. Could you do that?
Yeah, you could.
What do you do with it when you catch them?
Well, I have a big, most people just put them in a bucket. Yeah, just catch them.
Okay, so
them
we
in
can't use the same thing like when we catch the crabs. We can't. You got to have something more solid.
Yeah, they're going to get away. They're wily.
Because he's got like a big net thingy that he puts the crab in.
No, you got to have a bucket. Yeah, it's going to need to be a bucket.
Okay, maybe we can't do it on the kayaks. Yeah, all right, you need to take us on the boat.
Yeah.
And or we'll go on the pier.
They're very powerful swimmers, so they can jump. They can do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, man, I totally have to try this.
Just a little fact here. They're chameleon-like. They can change colors. It's fantastic to watch.
Okay.
Put them in a white bucket, they
so
turn
much.
White. Put a red sleeve in there, they'll turn red. Put a blue sleeve in there, they'll turn blue.
Oh, dude,
it's
I got to
really
go.
Cool.
I totally have to see this.
Yeah, it's fun.
I absolutely have to see this.
It's all good. There you go.
Well, then, you know what? Then I can post it on some of my social media.
Yeah.
I'll take pictures of it.
Yeah.
Because, so that was one of the other things when we started getting into social media. The two things that are really pumping up right now for a lot of folks, mm-hmm. and particularly in the real estate industry, Pinterest and Instagram.
Hmm.
And can you imagine why?
No. Well, tell us.
Okay. Well, the reason why is because they're very visual. Twitter is 140 characters, and you can attach some stuff to it.
Yeah.
But Pinterest and Instagram are specifically revolving around photography.
Sure.
And so if you're someone like me who uses professional photos in your business...
Right.
Then it's a perfect
or anyone who's
avenue.
Visual.
Yeah, it's a, well, and most people are, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect avenue for promoting either a business or a product or service that you have, which in real estate, what's more fun than going and looking at houses?
Right.
The reason the Zillow site's so popular is because people are inherently really nosy.
True.
They are. They're super curious. And so they want to see what's going on, right? You don't always say to people, I want to hear what's going on. They're mostly like, I'd like to see that. I want to see what they're like. Talking about squid. I got to see that. I want to hear about you telling me about jigging. Right, right, I want to go see it. I want to go do it. Yeah. You know, so Pinterest and Instagram feed that curiosity that people have and that visual hunger. Because people do respond visually to things. And they, you know, pictures worth a thousand words, right?
So how does a realtor market using Pinterest or Instagram?
Instagram. So using these tools. So Pinterest is one, like, you know, we have different boards. So we can build a board around a certain property. Or maybe it's around certain types of topics. Like if I'm talking about staging,
okay.
I can take different pictures to show examples, or I can
sort of
juxtapose.
Before and after sort of thing.
Yeah, you can juxtapose mm-hmm. to a before and after also.
Sure.
You know, so you can show best practices, maybe design trends of different types that are out there, color trends. You know, another site that's out there called Houzz, HOUZZ.com. They've got all kinds of beautiful photos. I like to get on there and tag, you know, Pinterest, pin a bunch of the photos on there because there's some great ideas for my clients. Mm-hmm. So when I hear someone saying, hey, we're thinking about remodeling, you know, the living room and these
sure.
color, kind of an idea of color schemes, I'll jump onto Houzz or one of these other sites and I'll start pinning a bunch of the things that kind of fit what they're talking about to say, here's like an idea board for you. And you can really specialize it. And one of the things I've been tracking is a lot of modern homes. I love modern home design. Mm-hmm. And so, and especially because that's probably what my husband and I will build as our retirement home is that style of home. So, mm-hmm. you know, I have boards where I'm tracking all those kinds of things. So I have those for referencing later so I don't have to go find them again. That was the thing about magazines. You always had to keep them around and then you had to go find them. And the boards, you can title them so that you can easily categorize something that you can look up again real fast.
Got it.
Right? And the same thing with Instagram. Instagram is one where you're not necessarily building boards, but you're sharing different things and topics that are going on and people who have like interests. And that's where the hashtags start coming in. Right? You know, like we keep joking about you with hashtag Eric is bald, and I know you hate it. But if you went on to any of these sites or you started Googling hashtag real estate, you're going to start getting a bunch of hits that come in where that has been tagged on posts. If you're on Twitter itself, you can go into the search bar and put in hashtag real estate Seattle. And anyone who has used that hashtag that will come, it will do it by date. So, you know, you might have to scroll through for a while, but you can see conversations that are going on.
I'm
going to
try that.
Topics.
So if I say hashtag real estate Ballard, for instance, I'm going
to
pop up
be able
a whole
to find
bunch
something.
Of listings or information.
And if you're trying to get into those conversations, because that's the thing is you might be looking for a particular thing around that arena. And then you can see who's talking about it and maybe follow that person or engage in a conversation with that person. And that's some of the stuff that I've been doing, right? You know, it's like if I have a listing, we might post the flyer and use a hashtag real estate Lake Forest Park or, you know, some other kind of verbiage that, you know, is appropriate to that post.
Sure.
And then if someone's searching for things, they can find it that way. And a lot of people find me to follow me on Twitter by using, you know, whether it's real estate or something similar. In fact, I've been doing hashtag open house with Team Reba just to try and build that and within a search format. So if someone wants to go back and see some or listen to some of our past shows, then they can look that up and they're probably going to find links to our blog that have the posted shows.
And a good time to bring that up. So mm-hmm. your Twitter feed at mm-hmm. Team Reba.
Yep.
You know, and go on to Team Reba and you'll be able to pull
up
the archives of all of our past shows.
Yeah.
And learn some good information.
Yeah, if you follow, you can direct message and chat with us and send us all kinds of things or send us questions that you want to see answered on a future show, things of that nature.
Always happy to do that. And mm-hmm. we promise to bring more guests on, you know, throughout the year here.
Well,
it's going to be a good year.
We're posting. Yeah, it's going to be a great year. And we're going to be posting all this stuff. I'll tell you, we're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, YouTube. And then there's even more beyond that. But I would say, you know, you can track us down and we'll open all kinds of conversations with folks.
Sure.
About anything related to real estate or mortgage.
All right. Well, good, good. So, and you're going to have to still do some training for me with...
Yeah, we'll do a private session.
The whole Twitter thing and all of that.
Yeah.
You teach me Twitter, I'll teach you how to jig for squid. And,
you're on.
And it'll be a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
On behalf of Team Reba and RE/MAX and Eric at Home Street Bank, thank you for joining us today.
We'll see you next week.
Next week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock on Open House at Team Reba.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.